Good morning, XTU. Who is this?
Yes, Dave. This is Kaylee Hammack. How are you?
Kaylee Hammack! How are you doing?
How you doing? I'm good. I'm here in Nashville, just, you know, living. How about you, Dave?
And boy, what a life you're living since I first met you like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I feel like you were one of the first people in radio I ever met. And then we randomly connected on Instagram, really before we got to meet, I guess, business-wise. And yeah, I love that we have this weird little connection that's been so much longer than anyone else, yeah. I feel like.
I started here at XTU early last year. It was like January, February, and you came in for one of our X Lounge performances, a cool little intimate performance with your band.
Yeah.
Everyone here in the building was down there. And I tell you what, you set the bar pretty high because I can't say anyone has matched your energy in the last year and a half of these.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. Yeah,
and we'll talk about your new album. Your debut album is coming out next Friday. But first, since we last spoke, though, when you were just getting started, you have since, you know, back when people were actually allowed to go on tour, is there anyone you haven't toured with? You opened up for, I know, Miranda's tour. I think Trisha Yearwood, Dierks Bentley, among others.
I have not opened for Fergie. trying to think who else. No, I'm kidding. I am really excited. You know, as a young artist, I've got to go on so many amazing tours with amazing human beings to watch and learn from. And yeah, there's still so many more that I want to go on the road with. Man, I would really love to go on a tour with Eric Church. I've got to open up for him once, but. I'd love to do a full tour with him. That man, the energy he brings on stage is unreal.
Tell us how excited you are about your major label album release. It's coming up next Friday, If It Wasn't For You.
It is amazing. I had to pull back from the mic so I don't hurt your eardrums.
Thank you.
Man, it is unreal. I've got to co-write and co-produce this entire record. I'm telling a bunch of different stories from my life, kind of the growing pains of growing up as myself and as a young woman in today's world. It's a lot of, it's just a mixture of different stories, true stories that have happened to me that have inspired songs along the way. And man, it is so cool to get to finally be at this place in my career. I just cannot wait for people to listen to it.
And it comes out again next Friday, August 14th. Now, normally, you know, just me and you, I would just ask you 100 questions about your doggy.
Because your dog is one of our main connectors, I feel like, is our animals.
Just so people who may be new to Kaylee Hammack, I'm going to ask you a quick last four questions before I let you go. First, last, best, right. And worst, okay?
Okay.
What was your first celebrity crush?
Ooh, first celebrity crush? I don't know, Dave. I don't really get crushes. I'm like asexual. I'm like a plant, I feel like, these days.
All right. Well, how about this? Last karaoke song you sang?
Real Slim Shady. I was real drunk. I'm real good at that when I'm sober, but not so much when I'm tipsy. I was out of breath by the chorus.
Can you give us a little bit of it?
Oh, Lord. Let's see. I got to remember it. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom, is that Real Slim Shady? I can't even remember at this point. I need more coffee, Dave.
All right, how about this? You can pass doing that, but you do have to do this. The best impression you do of another singer.
All right. Dolly Parton, I guess. All right. Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. And I recall a box of wrecks someone gave us. And how my mama put those wrecks to use. I'm not warmed up, Dave.
That was fantastic. Well, Kaylee Hammack, thank you as always for spending a couple minutes with us. The debut album, If It Wasn't For You, comes out next Friday, August 14th. Good luck getting any sleep between now and then.
Thank you.
All right. When you're able to tour again, you better swing on by, all right?
I would love that. I love Philly.
Cool. Thank you for joining us. Kaylee Hammack, best of luck.
Oh, thank you. See you later.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.